Stephen Lee Olson, how you doing?
Stephen, good, man. How are you, buddy?
A little chaos out here, but we're making it.
So I heard from the grapevine that end of last year you've been kind of in the process of moving back to Canada. Is that true?
That's right. Yep, we fully made the move back, and I can tell you it's the best move I've ever made. You know, my kid turned 4 this year, and I really wanted him to grow up exactly how I grew up. Good Canadian winters, good old Canadian hockey, and of course, you know, you got to grow up on them Timbits as well.
Oh, of course, man. You're raising them upright, and that's amazing. I got to say, just from what I've seen on Instagram, he's spitting image of you, man. It's insane.
Oh, buddy, it is crazy. The older he gets, too, he just starts to look more and more like me. It's wild. That little kid has just totally made my heart explode, and honestly, in a lot of ways, made my dreams bigger. I just want him to know that anything is possible, you know, as long as you put your mind to it, which was kind of the fuel behind this tour.
Absolutely, man. Well, in the Country Night in Canada tour, obviously off to an amazing start. You, JoJo Mason, Jordan Pollard, taking over the Capitol Music Club on February 7th. So excited for that.
Oh, it's going to be such a party. Every show on this tour so far has yet to disappoint. They're coming in numbers. Last night we sold out, you know, Kelowna, and on a Tuesday night, I've never seen anybody party as hard on a Tuesday night, and it only fuels me and the boys when we're up there. So I lost my voice a little bit, but it's coming back. So I'm excited for tonight's show. Even
that's how you know it's going to be a good night, though.
Oh, I can't, you know, and some of my really close friends that have toured a ton, way more than I have given me some advice, you know, to not give it 100 every show, like, you know, hold back about 5 to 15%. It's like, they'll never know, you know, only you will. But I can't, when they give it to me like that, and when they're singing every word and they show up on a Tuesday.
Well, I got to ask, you know, you've been at this for a few years now anyway. I would imagine that that feeling of, you know, being in a packed venue with people screaming your lyrics back at you, that couldn't have gotten old.
It's a dream come true. And this is my very first headline tour. It's taken a minute to get here, but, you know, I'm so proud of my journey and the fans that we've acquired along the way, and seeing new faces and some faces that have been riding with me for a while. There's nothing that beats it, man. It's literally making this Canadian boy's dreams come true every night out here.
Oh, man, I love to hear that. Well, and I know every different tour kind of has its own vibe. What is Country Night in Canada tour like?
Oh, there's nothing like it, man. You know, it was built with that in mind. You know, obviously the play on the hockey night in Canada. You know,
yeah.
Hockey is such a big part of my life. Same with JoJo. And I wanted to find a way to incorporate both of them. You know, anyone that knows me knows it's hockey and country music, and this show does exactly that. It keeps you wanting to run through a wall. The energy is very high. There's a couple moments where we make you cry, but those are very, you know, few and far between. And then we get right back to party, and there's songs that you haven't heard. You know, there's some surprise. I pulled JoJo out for a couple things that, man, we tear the roof off the place. And I just couldn't be more proud of this tour. It is for sure a party.
If a fan wanted to win brownie points with you, which team's jersey should they wear to the show?
Oh, that's a good question. You know what? I am, because I was born in Toronto, I do bleed blue. I am a Leafs fan, which has been better in the past, I'd say, the last 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
But I will say, you know, when the Leafs don't make the playoffs, I default to an Edmonton Oilers fan. I love McDavid and Draisaitl. I'm like, they are so fun to watch.
Oh yeah, it's never not entertaining watching an Oilers game for sure.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So those are probably my two. But I mean, if you just wore a Team Canada jersey, you'd probably get brownie points.
Just celebrating hockey and country music—that's what we're here for.
That's right. That's right.
So it's been just a few months ago now that you released probably what I would say is the healthiest breakup song ever with Never Not Care.
That's the best way I've ever heard it put, man. Yeah, we released that song, and you know, that one has been insane to sing every night. You know, usually, you know, the crowd doesn't end up singing a single to you until it hits about top 10 at radio, but we're sitting at 30 and they're screaming it like it's been the number one for weeks. which is the best feeling ever, and such a good indicator that that the song is connecting. You know, Mickey Guyton is such a powerhouse vocal that has been a good friend of mine for a long time. And I'm so happy that we could come together on this one.
Well, let's manifest even higher on the charts for that one.
Oh, buddy. You know, I'm grateful for every spot we move up. But, you know, I'm still dreaming of my very first number one song as an artist. We've gotten close a few times. But you know what? Maybe with the tour and all the support from your guys' stations, you never know.
Well, I mean, let's put that out into the world. Let's manifest it. So excited for you to be here in Saskatoon, February 7th, Capital Music Club, too. It's just an incredible venue. It's nice, up close, personal, and it's going to be unlike anything that you've played before, assuming you haven't played Capital before.
You know, I have played Capital once before, and it was rowdy. And that was kind of the reason why I wanted to come back to it. You know, we played a bunch of theaters, and we've sold out some of those, and but I really wanted to make sure that we had some club shows because the connection is just different. You know, this is my first time touring across the entire country, and I didn't want to skip the club scene. You know, I never got to do that, so I wanted to go and give my fans, like you said, a more intimate concert, and it's exactly that. It's a different level of show that I feel like JoJo and I have brought, and I couldn't be more proud of it.
Well, we're excited to welcome you back to Saskatoon. Best of luck with the rest of your first ever headlining tour. Once this wraps up, do you have anything kind of immediately on the docket?
Yes, sleep. Sleep is all I will be doing in 2 months from now. It's the most important thing on tour, just to make sure that you can make it through all the shows. You know, we have a run of 10 shows in a row right now. Yesterday was the first one. Today is the second one. For whatever reason, when I get off stage, I'm just so pumped and hyped about the crowds that it's so hard to sleep. So,
still trying
to find that non-habit forming way to just knock me out. If you have any suggestions, hit me up on my DMs on Instagram. I'm open to anything at this point.
Well, best of luck with the rest of the tour. Best of luck with catching up on sleep. We like to end off interviews with something we call the rapid fire rodeo. You up for some rapid fire questions?
Bring it on.
Okay, real simple. Dogs or cats?
Dogs.
Okay. Propane or charcoal barbecues?
Ooh, charcoal.
Charcoal. Flying or driving?
I like driving. It's a control thing.
Yeah, it's nice. Okay. Last one, and this is a little bit more loaded. Who's an artist that you wish more people knew about?
Oh, that's a good question. Amos Lee.
Amos Lee.
You know what? Amos Lee. And, you know, he's, I don't think he has aspirations to be a massive artist, but, you know, he's so incredible. He did one of my favorite covers of all time, the John Denver song called Some Days Are Diamonds. And it's, oh, man, if you're ever feeling down or, you know, want to just listen to something that matches that kind of vibe, but also gives you hope for tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's the song. Some Days Are Diamonds. I'm telling you, no one will be disappointed in that.
Amos Lee. Well, thank you for that. I'll definitely go and check him out. I'll let you go for now, Stephen Lee Olsen. Thank you so much for this. And again, break a leg on this tour. Like, not literally, you know what I mean.
You know what? I actually rolled my ankle at last night's show, because I'm just partying so hard. So I'm pacing it. And, you know, you say break a leg and it actually might happen. So thank you. I appreciate your time. And maybe we'll see you at the show at Capitol.
We'll be there with bells on, my friend.
Let's go.
Let's
awesome, brother. We'll
go.
Talk soon.
All right. Sounds good. Safe travels.
Thank you.